Tory's great.
I need a couple hits back to back. I need a couple joints back to back.
Tory's great, but he's not. That's not the caliber we're looking for right now. And Tory's the kind of. Tory did a Chris Brown to himself. You know when Chris Brown was at the top and then that incident with Rihanna happened and things were never the same? Well, that's Tory right now. And that's sad, but it is the reality of life. Like, we don't.
Yeah, but I don't think Tory has the fan base that Chris Brown has, because Chris Brown's fan base is amazing. Yeah. So he's able to promote and do his own tours and sell out stadiums still.
Yeah.
So you guys still believe that Tory can bounce back from this? You guys are like, okay, Tory's career is done. That's when you guys have reached the point.
The first thing that happened when this whole situation with Meg Thee Stallion went down, people everywhere were saying deport his ass back to Canada.
That doesn't really say nothing to me.
No, it says, listen, we don't, like, they loved him for 2.5 seconds when he was doing quarantine, like, radio and stuff like that. A lot of people didn't even like Tory for his music like that. It's when he started doing the whole quarantine thing. People were like, oh my God, Tory Lanez. They didn't even check for him like that.
You know what's funny? You know, I always hear people say that in arguments, and I say to myself, well, he's put off countless classic mixtapes. He's been in the game for quite a minute now. If he was one and done, like, he's still, you know, look at somebody like Jay Derulo and all these guys. They all could sing. They all look good. They all had the right marketing and the right package, but never had quite the same appeal as Tory. Even Drake and Tory had to bury the beef, and Drake is very strategic like LeBron. He wouldn't have buried the beef with Tory if he didn't feel like Tory is a colleague. Like, Tory's like, he's the real deal. And I'm not going to step up here and say Tory's not a real deal. Tory could really make... Yo, not a lot of guys could really rap and sing. Not even sing. Sang. S-A-N-G.
No. He is talented. I would never take that from him. He's super talented. I've been listening to Tory from time.
Yeah.
Okay? From time. But I just think that...
Are you going to make me play Proud Family today?
He needs a better... I think he maybe needed a better team around him when it comes to his image and things of that nature. Because that's the force of Drake as well. He always had the team with him to follow him along in his career.
Well, you said it right there. You know, there's an Olivia Pope in every industry. There's an Olivia Pope in the music game. All he has to do is put the bands up. Maybe put scale back on some of the hoes and some of the liquor, some of the quarantine radio parties, Tory. And let's invest in a really good PR team. I think every artist needs a good PR team. You need a good marketing team behind you as well.
Boy, it's a post-Me Too era. I don't think he's... Yeah, I think
he's going to be successful, but I think he kind of messed up the boat of reaching, like,
top.
He did.
I know we live in this very excitable era where, like, we live in this, like, mob mentality. Everybody's going crazy on Black Twitter and social media. But let's make sure we talk about this. There's still no verdict on this Meg Thee Stallion thing. We still haven't gotten the full story from this. And I think once we get the full story, this might curve public opinion a little bit.
Nah, it's not a verdict question. It's a question that the whole movement of protecting women and protecting Black women is way too powerful.
Even if you find out he didn't do nothing, you guys still going to label him with that? Hypothetically speaking, if it comes out that he's not at fault, how does that Me Too movement apply to him?
People will still be like, I don't see why Meg Thee Stallion lied on live multiple times and said that this man shot her.
The way that Meg's team went about it, they already have people's opinion. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So I heard different stories where he did not do it. Mm-hmm. And those stories, I will say, I do believe. But of course, I wasn't there, so who knows? But it doesn't matter now. Time has gone on. They pictured her up as, like, somebody who's, like, pro-Black woman. I'm putting women to the front. And all this stuff. So even if it does come out that it wasn't true, I don't think it may hurt her a little bit, but I don't think it's gonna really sway people to be like, okay, Tory, like, we're sorry.
Say a lot about how people move? Because how could you be shown the light and still say, well, you know, that's good. That's why Charlamagne God always says the lie is more entertaining than the truth, right? Nobody cares about the truth. They just want to be entertained by the lie.
Listen, in How to Get Away with Murder, there's a sentence
that... I don't like that show at all.
Yeah, listen, there's one thing she said. It's not about the truth. It's about how you're able to sway the truth and the thing in your favor. This is just how it is. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see what happens. And I like those little conversation, little debates, guys. We need to have those more often.
I agree.
Get all emotional about Drake.
No, I'm a big Tory guy. I stand with Tory, man. I'm a big Tory guy. I need to see more. I'm a big Tory guy. But good stuff.
All right. Well, this is all I had for you guys. We're not going to do no stories this week. I have a crazy one for next week, though. I'm a crazy one, but I'll keep it. You know, I'll keep it for next week because, you know.
Well, you know, since we're in such a Tory mood, let me play some. I'm going to play off the Chicks tape. I'm going to play Proud Family by Tory Lanez. The Mighty CKT 94. What? You and me will always be tied. Family every single day and night. Even when you start acting like a fool, you know I'm loving every single thing you do.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You made me proud of me, 'cause I know that you doubted me. Even told me I would never get with you. Told me I could never get with you. But this pride in me wouldn't let you slide by me. That's when I came back round. I played my game with no respect. I finessed you to make me seem down, but I finessed you, was all a stressor. I was yawning, messed up, off your head up. Should've never came round. You let me in and I let you down. I was wrong 'cause I fucked up the game, baby. Your name crazy in the streets, got them saying things. My pride was the cause of it all. I apologize for the flaws in it all, wrongs in it all. 'Cause you and me always be tight. Family every single day. And even when I start acting like a fool, somehow I always can fall back on you. And I'm not proud, I always like myself. It's hurting you more than anybody else. So every day what I try not to do is let my pride get between me. Baby, I should've listened when you told me I would do better as a homie, yeah. Right there, I should've took it up, but pride was walking on me. I shouldn't make excuses now, 'cause I know that it's useless now. You know what the truth is now. You swear you know how I do shit now. So I'll be gone to November, talking old Timberlands in the winter, with just 5 on my side and my 40. You moved on, but you're still on my shorty. I don't wanna lie because I'm right with ya. You always pick me up, I don't get ya. I've been trying to find your heart, I'm still trying. You can find someone else, but you're still mine. You and me always be tight. Family every single day. And even when I start acting like a fool, somehow I always can fall back on you. I'm not proud, I always like myself. It's hurting you more than anybody else. So every day what I try not to do is let my pride get between me and you.
Jaded, baby, wipe your eyes. Don't let him see that he got the best of you. Girl, I'll take the rest of you.
Look,
I got a question for you. Is it worth it? Real love, do you think you deserve it? Cut him off, go and find your purpose and get you with good as solid. Personally, I'll do more than support your dreams, baby. Get you and me. It's time to boss up. Fix your credit, girl, get at it, get your bag up. Hit that gym and get back fine. Go get that degree, go, girl, focus on me. Unlock potential that you didn't know you had in you. Love that, hey! Oh, yeah, it's time to mix it up and get your glow, girl. I know that you gon' get it, you got so much. Don't let nobody tell you that it's over. I want you to know that, girl, you got it, you got it, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. girl, what is he gonna do? Get back your honor. It's cool, I know you stay down. Girl, f*** that drama. If it ain't about the money, bounce. You know you the... I don't even gotta say, ayy. I know you gon' win, shawty. You just gotta play, ayy. Girl, I'm gon' let you know you got it. Every chance that I get, don't you doubt it. No, I'm not perfect, but I promise I'm worth it, girl. You know you deserve it. Stop playing. It's time to boss up. Fix your credit, girl. Get at it. Get your bag up. Hit that gym and get back fine. Go get that degree. Go, girl, focus on me. Unlock potential that you didn't know you had in you. Felt that. Hey. Oh, yeah. Oh. It's time to mix it up and get your glow, girl. I know that you gon' get it. You got so much. Don't let nobody tell you that it's over. Nah. Girl, it ain't. I want you to know that, girl. You got it, girl. You got it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. It's January 1st. It's the Morning Detour, the number one morning show in the city, in the country. What's going on, Larina? Do we have community updates? Nobody can go nowhere. So people are just doing updates from their house. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, no one could go anywhere. There's not that much to do because it is still the holiday season. So things will slowly start to pick back up. But for now, a lot of people are just chilling. So again, Twitch is still popping. So you could go see your favorite DJ on Twitch. Don't forget to tip them. Follow them. Blaster, Star Q, DJ Maddie, J.E. Buns, everybody is there, so go check that out. And then another thing that a lot of people are doing during this time is catching up on TV shows and movies. So I have a few picks for you guys. You guys can tell me if you watched them or not. So first I'll start off with Amazon Prime. So the biggest thing on Amazon Prime right now is Sylvie's Love, which is starring Tessa Thompson and Namdi Asomugha. So Sylvie has a summer romance with a saxophonist who takes the summer job at her father's record store in Harlem. When they reconnect years later, they discover that their feelings for each other have not faded with the years. So this is a great love story that I think we've been missing for quite some time. I feel like we had an era of love stories. It went away. I don't know what happened. And now it's starting to reemerge. So I was really happy with this.
I was telling Kay at the top of the show that You could see sometimes that women and men, we don't communicate in the proper way. We don't understand each other. And sometimes a man's ego will stop him from saying certain things. He should have just told her. But had he told her, I was telling Kay, had he told her, she would have left her job because she was so in love with him. And it just sucks that the obstacles that couples have to go through to just finally get to a place of peace and calm. Like, look all the years apart. You know, I don't want to give too much of the movie away, but it's a beautiful movie. I really love his style in the movie. I love the little sweaters. If I can go back to that era, I would just go back just for the style. I love the little sweaters, the little blue velour suit. Man, the music in that movie is great as well.
Yeah. The music is really good. The styling was good. The casting was great.
She's gorgeous.
So she's gorgeous. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And she's a great actress. So I was super happy that she was one of the leads.
So I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it yet?
No, I watched Soul and I was just so impressed.
She was trying to change her life. Soul changed her life.
No, you don't understand. I am impressed. I don't know who the consultant was, but I am impressed. I'm not easily impressed by a cartoon or whatever. I'm impressed.
Okay. Okay, I got to watch that now. But I think Sylvie's Love, and it's a black romance movie, and it wasn't corny. Yeah. It wasn't made by Tyler Perry. So it was good. It was good.
But speaking on communication, so on Netflix, a big thing is the Bridgerton series, which is done by Shondaland. This is based off an 8-series novel by author Julia Quinn, and it follows the 8 siblings of the Bridgerton family between the years 1813 to 1827, which is the Regency era in London. And so all of the family members are basically out there looking for love. And when we talk about miscommunication, this has it written all over the place. Like, I was super annoyed at a certain point. But yeah, we need to do better with communicating with the people that we're in relationships with or trying to be in relationships with, because it will make things a lot easier.
We had a debate in our Free Agents Media about that show. There's many debates about that show, actually. But I you know, listen, being a part of a blurred community is really interesting. You get to learn a lot of new words. Now, how did you feel, Larina, about how did Doc call it the mixing? So this wasn't the first time that Shondaland has created a series where there's interracial relationships at the forefront. And a lot of people had mixed feelings about it. How did you feel about it, Larina?
I just thought it was interesting, especially during that era, that was happening.
That wouldn't have happened normally, right? That didn't really happen in that era.
Well, I know, like, Queen Charlotte is said to have been Black. I know that was there, but to have those type of relationships so out in the open and free and nobody really saying anything, I thought that was kind of, like, kind of fairy tale-ish in that sense. So it was a little weird, but Shonda and her team is known to have a lot of, like, interracial relationships in her shows. That's, like, a big thing. It would be cool just to see Black love and how they would be presented, to see if there's any difference within that high society. But, I mean, it was okay. I wasn't, like, totally bothered or angry about it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I don't know if I'll watch it. But I know that there's a lot of comments online. A lot of people are saying, Shonda, we love you, but it's time for you to show something else, because we've seen it. We've seen Scandal. We've seen How to Get Away with Murder. We've seen Grey's Anatomy. What else can you do?
I can't believe you guys let her get away with How to Get Away with Murder. How she had Viola Davis. Her wigs are horrible in that horror series. And every Black woman watched that show, rant and rave about that show, and not one of y'all said anything about the wigs. So Viola Davis's wigs is okay in that show.
First of all, the wigs changed as the seasons progressed. And when she went in front of Congress, the wig was different. Believe me.
The wig was right. The wig was
everything right. Everything was different. It changes with the season. Same for in a lot of shows.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, the wigs are horrible. And it's just like, increase the budget. Like, do something.
Exactly.
Get somebody that could do hair.
I'm a sucker for period pieces. So I really like the way it was a period piece and how the costumes were. I know you guys are... Being women, you guys will never even... Can't even wrap your head around it. But that era where women... The original era of courtship, where, you know, you're a woman, you come from an esteemed family, and then they try to mate you with somebody else. Do you guys miss that era?
That looks annoying.
Larina's face. Larina, you have a suitor at the door. Lord Thomas is here. I'm like, that was classy. It was like, it was regal. Yeah. It was nice, right? Okay. It was noble, right?
Well, you don't know Lord Thomas. You don't know if you're going to like Lord Thomas. You don't know if he's nice. You don't like
look at the guy that was after Daphne in the beginning that wanted to marry and the brother approved of.
Yeah.
Like, at first you thought, like, okay, he's like this nerdy guy or whatever, but he ended up being like really rude.
You see?
You never know who you marry sometimes. But great show. Some people like it, some people don't like it. Everyone should at least take in the first episode. It'll give you a pretty good enough gist of what the show is about.
I would say the trailer is beautifully made though. I would say that.
Oh, I didn't even see the trailer. Okay, check
it out. The trailer is beautiful, man.
No, I think the show as a whole was well done. Like, I do want to see a season two. But you are right. I do want to see more, you know, Black love, positive Black couples on TV. I think that would be great. Next up, I have on HBO, or if you have Crave, you can get this as well. Another big show is Undoing, which is starring Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. So this is about a therapist's life that unravels after she learns that her husband might be responsible for a widespread disaster. So when you watch the first episode, from then on, you're trying to figure out who did it, how, what, why. So there's a whole bunch of questions. You're thinking it's somebody, then something happens, and you're like, oh, no, it's this guy. So it really has you really, like, immersed into the little series. So I thought it was a really... good series on TV.
I've been meaning to talk about this show with Kay for a while. I stumbled upon it a couple weeks ago. And, you know, boy, Nicole Kidman, what an actress.
Love her.
What a tour de force. And Hugh is always playing a greasy white guy. He was always, his character is always this shady white guy. But, excuse me, Kay, it's so enthralling. From the first episode, you're like, what's going on? You know what I mean? I need to know who did it.
Lorena, I need to know who did it. I love shows that can grab you.
And
like
Nicole
this.
Kidman's a great actress. Nicole Kidman, she really, and And I love, you know, that show as well. The costumes are great. Like, you know, it shows you New York elite society and how they get along with their nannies and stuff like that. And it's always dope when you see these kind of things happen with the elites, because they always act as if these things don't happen. It only happens to commoners. So it's a really good show. I haven't finished it yet. So I have that and Mandalorian and the other show. I forgot this other Compass show I'm watching too, with the girl that all the people have this demon animal with them. I forgot I forgot what's called. I gotta find the name of that. One of my nerd shows. Don't judge me, guys.
We're not judging. I'm gonna need the name of it though.
Yeah.
A demon animal. I'm like, yes, please.
And so my last suggestion is on Disney Plus, which is Soul. I personally have not seen it yet. So, Kay, if you wanna explain it to the people.
So a music teacher. Part-time music teacher is offered a full-time position in a school to be the band, you know, the band teacher at the school. But yeah. E down really wants to be a jazz man. E always wanted to play piano with like a band and accompany and be with somebody that sings some jazz. And he gets the opportunity of a lifetime. So everybody's already tired of him. His mom, everybody's tired. He only speaks about jazz. And they're like, you need to find a real job. You know what I mean? Like, get the job at school, because being a jazz man is not a real job. He gets the opportunity of a lifetime to play for this famous jazz singer, and she loves him when he goes to the audition, and he's just living his best life. However, he dies on his way back home. Before even the show, he dies on his way back home, and it's the story of his soul going through a process that will pretty much teach him the meaning of life. This is the best way for me to explain this movie, because I can't tell you exactly what he will go through as a soul, but it's just...
I don't want my soul to go back. It might go to some dark places. I don't want my soul going back. It might go back to DR back in
04. Yeah, but it's all... I think it's all to learn stuff.
Exactly. He learns about himself throughout this process, and he learns about the meaning of life. And it was a beautiful movie. Sincerely.
I want to speak to you guys about that. Why do you guys think that human beings have such a need to figure out the meaning of life? Because if we only use about 10% of our brain... Aren't you guys of the thing that there's certain things that are beyond our comprehension? Why does everybody have this zest to understand what's my purpose? What's my meaning?
And you know what you just asked? These two questions, what's my purpose? What's the meaning of life? It is addressed in the movie. I don't know how they made this. I have no idea how this came about, but it's a beautiful movie that makes you think.
I'm about to stream it tonight.
And also love the fact that, you know, the main character is a black dude. The other main character is voiced by Tina Fey. Love Tina Fey. The main character is voiced by Jamie Foxx. Love what they did. And the music is exquisite. Like, it's not just great. It's exquisite. The level of jazz in this is beautiful. The lighting is beautiful. I think they did not do a caricature of black people at all. You know how in some animation I felt like it was a genuine thing that really could happen. Some scenes were just like, there's a barbershop scene at some point. And I was just like, oh, they put that in an animated movie. That's intense. That was beautiful. I think I'll rewatch it, actually.
Yeah. Well, to touch on what Ian said, I think, like, because a lot of people say, too, like, if you don't learn your lesson, like, in this lifetime or whatever, so if you believe in reincarnation, you come back, but you still have to learn what you didn't learn the previous time. So it's kind of like,
wouldn't that be annoying?
That's why you gotta find what your purpose is.
That's why some people are just pissy then, because, you know, they've been back a couple of times and they ain't learned nothing. They ain't figure out. I don't need to know the meaning. I don't need to know the purpose. I think if we all figure out what we're good at, I think everyone's pretty much good at one or two things. If we figure out what we're good at and something that we love, if we were to just do that every day, I think that's enough for me.
But you know what? When you watch the movie, you might revisit what she just said.
What?
I promise.
I'm not against anybody trying to give me a definition of what their purpose or what their meaning of life is. I'm just saying that if we got to stop making things so complicated, we just find something that we love and we just do that for the rest of our lives, I think we all be pretty happy with each other.
I'll promise you.
That's not enough for you to do what you love?
That's not enough? That's the first part.
That's not what I'm saying.
I feel like a woman came up with the meaning of life. It sounds very complicated.
Now, once you watch the movie, you'll question what you just said. I promise you, you'll question, because I questioned it. I watched this movie, I finished it, and I sat on my sofa, and I was like, wait. And I had to think about it.
It made you question if you should think about the purpose of life, the meaning of life, like whether you should
ponder it. No, it made me question our definition of the meaning of life. So, you know how you said you want to take one thing that you like and do it for the rest of your life? it makes you question that. It makes you question, is it what it is? Is it what the meaning of life is? It's so interesting.
Okay.
Go watch it, people. If you have kids, you can watch it with them. I'm pretty sure if they're young, they might not understand everything, which is normal because it's pretty heavy, but it's a good movie. Very good.
Well, now I got to watch it tonight because you talk, it sounds like The Secret over here. I just like to do radio. Like, I don't need to do nothing else. I'm happy like a pig in shit. That's crazy. KK with all her deep stuff. But the show I was talking about, 2K, is called His Dark Materials. And it's kind of like a spin-off to Golden Compass, but it's much deeper. Wow. As much deep as really good show. I don't know if you've watched it, Larina. It's a really good show. I'm a sucker for British shows. I think British programming is very elite.
It's good.
I think it's very astute. It's art, like, you know, you have, and they have a lot of shows where they have a strong feminine lead, like Marcella and of the like. So I'm a big UK guy. I love UK shows. And Top Boy's coming back soon, too.
Have you watched Misfits? I know Misfits is old.
Come on, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Sometimes Kay, she thinks I'm like a pretend Negro. She's like, oh, you're not really a blur. Let me just test you. I've watched Misfits. I've watched Alpha. Yeah, man. I love Misfits.
For the people that like fantasy, sci-fi, and things of that nature, Misfits is a very good series to watch. And it's the holidays. And I mean, we're quarantined. You have time.
You know, also, what we're going to have too, we didn't even mention it. We did a great 2020 wrap-up on Wednesday on CKT from 7 to 9. We'll have to post that on the page as well. Post that up as well. But, you know, we should have Doc come on once a month and just really update people on different things in TV and cinema, because a lot of people told me they really love Doc's insights into the streaming, making sure your shows get the numbers, because, you know, your show won't get cut after one season. I don't know what that tobacco was with Wonder Woman 1984, but the minute I saw 1984 in the title, I was like, I'm not watching it.
Listen, the trailer was fun. I'm probably going to watch it tonight.
Kay's really big on trailer. Listen, I'm still trying to figure out Tenant, okay? I'm on my fourth watch right now, okay? Oh, just bear with me.
Okay, if a trailer is not in... Like, if a trailer says too much, I don't want to watch it. If a the smaller a trailer is, the better it is for me.
Oh, sorry, Luina. When's that Spike Lee movie coming out, American Skin?
It's coming soon.
I think it's January, right?
Is it? I hope so.
Kay's like, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to figure out when it comes out. So it came out for the initial release was 2019. Okay, release in 2021. I don't have the exact.
But what's important to mention too, like a lot of good content is being created by Black people right now. Like in terms of entertainment and art, and right now we've been holding the thing down. You know, it's important that we mention that.
Actually,
we've been holding it down.
January 15th.
Okay.
but they actually
we're gonna stream
the first release was in 2019 at the Venice Film Festival, so that's not a new movie. That's just we are going to see it in January.
Listen, always late to the party here. Well, Arena, man, great suggestions for those people at home. Yeah. You know, you have Soul, you have Sylvie's Love, you have His Dark Materials. You mentioned a few others as well. So a lot of good shows out there. I'm still watching Mandalorian. I didn't finish that second season. I'm still taking that one in.
I mean, there's a new season of Big Mouth as well.
Yeah, you're a big fan of Big Mouth. Big Mouth is good. I love Adult Swim. Like, adult cartoons is like everything in life. And isn't Tracy Ellis Ross supposed to do the Black version of Daria?
I think so.
I think it's called Jenny or something like that. But anyways, it's coming. It's in the works. I'm looking forward to that. And somewhere in there, we should get the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the dark drama. We ain't forget about y'all.
There's also the movie that the trailer was going on like earlier in the year, but Judas and the Black Messiah, that's happening in February. It's coming out with Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stanfield. That's about Fred Hampton.
Well, look at that. We like the modern day Siskel and Ebert today. This has been a thorough TV and cinema review. Montreal, my city, keep it locked. I still have an interview with entertainment promoter Max Mupese. He's going to talk about his new book, How to Attract Gigs as an Emerging Artist. It's the mighty CKUT. You know we got the fire music. Let's go to it.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
2 weeks ago said you wanted to leave. After arguing, we made love in the sheets. And when I'm alone, those words ring in my head. I wonder if you really mean what you said. I wonder, do you really love me? Do you really, really want to be here? Or do you tolerate me? Dreaming somewhere else and only sleep here. Cause I don't want to be with someone who don't really want to be. someone who don't really wanna be here. And if you didn't mean it, then you probably never should repeat it. Oh, say what you mean, and mean what you say.
Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You got my attention. Can't come to my senses. Hey. I can feel the tension. It's 3 in the AM, so we might as well give it. Giving me no conversation, don't tease me, you know I'm impatient. We got demons, demons, we both trying to shake them. This moment is all for the taking. This shit won't last forever. Looks like it's now or never. Don't think too much about it. It might be wrong, but feels good for the moment. This good for the moment. Oh, say my name 3 times and don't forget it. Hit it from the back, 6'9", switching positions. You already know my type. We don't like to waste no time. We ain't gotta finish up. Giving, giving with no conversation. Don't tease me, you know I'm impatient. We got demons, demons, we both trying to shake them. This moment is all for the taking. This shit won't last forever. Looks like it's now or never. Don't think too much about it. It might be wrong, but feels good for the moment. Feels good for the moment.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Watch out, my city. If I could rap, I would want to link up with this guy right here. He's an entertainment promoter. He has an e-book coming out very soon called How to Attract Gigs as an Emerging Artist. Listen, I got a lot of questions. I didn't know artists still needed entertainment promoters, but apparently they do. There's a lot of different facets to the game, so I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Max Mupesi. How you doing, King?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
I'm blessed, man. Yo, it's been a long time coming. We finally get you on the show, see what's going on. Is it lonely being the only young entertainment promoter from Montreal? Because a lot of guys are promoters in the city, but they're party promoters. So I like to just draw that distinction off the bat. Your job is a little bit more complex, right?
Correct. I mean, it feels lonely at times, although what helps me is the fact that, you know, I draw inspiration from other guys who are able to do it before me.
Exactly.
So whenever I look at a guy like Malik Shahid or even Ricky D, Kevin Calix as well, then that keeps me going, and that reminds me of, you know, it may look like I'm the only one at the moment, but eventually there's going to be others, or even there's other people cooking up, but they haven't been, you know, releasing their product yet.
Well, I was looking at your bio, and I knew you were serious because you went to Trebis. So people don't know, if you want to do music, if you want to be in music management, Trebis going to look good on your resume. It's an official. People have won Junos and Grammys. All have gone to Trebis. You know, we've seen the ads in the Metro, but it's a real beautiful technical school for music and music alike in the industry. So I knew you were serious. I was like, okay. He went to the Harvard of the music game. Now, a couple of years ago, you started something beautiful called Global Sound. Agency. I've been watching you from afar. It's grown to a lot of things. Most recently, you came out with a clothing line. So I'm like, okay, things is going good with the global agency. But you do a lot of consulting for artists. Right. You do concert production as well. How do you even put all these things together? And also, you being the only guy really in this young wave of creatives coming out of the city, how did you know how to move about? Like, who showed you the way? Like, you know what? I want to be an entertainment promoter. I'm going to go this way with it.
Well, I got to say, it started off with my uncle when I was probably less than 5 years old.
Right.
You know, he used to live with us in an apartment in DG back in the days. And he used to have his DJ set in his room piled up with a lot of records. And he had an agenda, too. And within that agenda, he had old school pictures of, you know, hip hop artists from the 80s. Mm. You know, Marley Marl, MC Shan, Slick Rick, Nas, and whatnot. So I told myself, you know, eventually I had that attraction to that kind of lifestyle because I saw them with jewelry, looking fly, and they had some sort of aura about them. Mm. And I kept my eye on what was going on. So every now and then I would see my uncle with new cars, looking fresh. And eventually he became an official DJ. Okay. So throughout his years, I was able to understand what he was doing. Mm. He was giving me a few gems here and there. And to a point where I told myself, you know what? I want to look up what a promoter does and how can I get involved in that game? So eventually I did my research. When I started realizing that, okay, something that I may have in me because I'm able to, you know, grasp people together and bring them in one room. So I told myself, you know, I think I could do it. And another thing that kept me, you know, consistent or even organized throughout the process, because it may look like I do a lot of things at one time, but I had to figure out a way where, let's say for 1 month I focus on, you know, hip hop.
Right.
The next month I could focus on comedy. The month after I could focus on whether it's, you know, consulting. Eventually, when I had my schedule like that, I told myself, okay, you know what? I can't do everything at the same time.
No, you can't.
But I got to structure it in a way where I could package it. And when it's ready, whenever it's going to be the time to release a comedy show, when that's going to be the time. So I broke it down in a way where I have like 2 comedy shows a year and a bunch of hip hop shows throughout the year.
Yo, listen, man, yo, your hip hop shows have been legendary. You put a lot of producers on it. You know, it was like a jam fest. I felt like I was in New York. I was in Soho with the artists and the creators. But it's dope because you really could tell that you really love music because you created a platform. You had created spaces where guys, producers and rappers can come and, you know, kind of cipher it out. And you did that for years. And, you know, without no flowers, without no one giving you the kudos, without no recognition. You did it because you loved the music. You did it because you believed in the artists in the city. And yeah, you know, I have to commend you for that because, boy, that sure is a lot of work. Doing what you're doing, you're like an octopus. You have all these tentacles, and you have to somewhat have this overview of the whole game and bring everything together. You were speaking about gems there. I saw a couple of years ago you went to this thing at Harvard. And I was like, how did Max end up at Harvard? I see you there, Jay Prince and all these guys. What's going on? I'm like, oh, is Max the next Russell? Is Max the next Diddy? Talk to me a little bit about that experience where you went to Harvard and, you know, you got to hear all these great lectures from a lot of these guys that were real mover and shakers in the industry.
Word. I mean, that happened because, well, thanks to my brother, because he's involved in, the sports community.
Yeah.
So every year he gets the opportunity to go to the Hall of Fame, NBA Hall of Fame.
Oh, damn. Okay. So,
yeah. You know, he pretty much networked the correct way. Therefore, he has a pass to a certain extent. And he had to pay his dues, of course. So when that happened, we told ourselves we're going to the Hall of Fame. But that same weekend, we realized that Jay Prince was going to be in Boston. And the Hall of Fame is in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's like 1 hour away. So we're like, all right, let's figure it out. We go. And by the time we reached there, we didn't even know if we had to pay or if it was free for the event,
right.
Jay Prince event. So we stay in Massachusetts. We find a hotel. We start looking up online the place where Jay Prince is going to be, because, of course, it's going to be at Harvard. But we need to know which unit exactly. Yeah. Now, once we reach there, we tell ourselves, okay, let's just take a bus straight there. It costs like, what, $15, $20?
Yeah,
we did that.
Yeah.
And we reached, we made it happen, man. We just took the chance. And what's crazy is that we waited more than like 30 minutes in the wrong room. The time, let's say it starts at like 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Once it hit 3:59, I looked up the flyer. We're like, yo, it's not even the same room. We run. By the time we run, I feel like the universe blessed us, because as soon as we walked outside, we started running. That's when we met Jay Prince outside.
Oh, I was like, okay.
It was meant to be. You know?
Personal legend. The omens. The omens. There's been many different evidence that definitely shows that you're in the right place being an entertainment promoter. I'd like to know some keys to the game. Don't give me too much. I do know you want them to buy the book. You have a book out called How to Attract Gigs as an Emerging Artist. Let me tell you, we have some good talent in the city, Max. How can we get some of these artists out there? What are some of the tricks you're giving out? And it's not as if you're some guy that's just coming out of nowhere. You know, you've put comedians in position, you know, on platforms that Kevin Hart is producing. You've worked with a lot of dope artists as well, like Locksmith. So it's not like, you know, you have a track record already. So now you felt confident enough. First of all, how did you feel confident enough to write a book, Max? Wait, why are you coming giving away all the secrets of the game, Max?
I mean, I understood the importance of sharing the value, sharing what I learned in the game, what I learned throughout my process. And I feel like if I hold that for so long and then I don't eventually share it or even, you know, sell it to a certain extent, then it's going to feel like, you know, I kept it all for myself.
Selfish.
And I didn't want anyone to shine. So I always been that type of person that roots for anyone who's walking even before me, or even, you know, taking the ball before me, if I give an example to sports or whatnot. And it gave me an idea of like being the guy that cares to just give. So that's my way of doing it. I just wanted to give.
Okay, so give me a little taste here. The book is called How to Attract Gigs as an Emerging Artist.
Yeah.
Give me a little taste here. Like, what is one thing you feel like, no matter what kind of artist you are, if you're doing R&B, if you're doing rap, if you're doing country or soul, no matter what kind of artist you are, what is one of the first things you tell an artist when you're doing a little bit of your consulting?
Okay. Well, first thing I ask them is, what do they want exactly? They have to tell me what do they want as an artist, and to be honest about how they want their career to be laid out. Therefore, I'll be able to know, okay, what commitments are they making and what commitments can they make. So if they ever try to lie or even bring up something else, say, oh, I need a manager, well then they have to understand a manager is going to show up for two reasons. Whenever an artist no longer has the time to, you know, manage their own task.
And
second reason would be for the know-how, so they could teach them certain things that the artists need to know for themselves. And that helped me understand, okay, you know what, there's going to be a lot of things, you know, artists are going to need to consider before thinking about, you know, taking their game to the next level, looking at established artists. Because one thing that could be toxic for a creative is to look at another creative who has established their career already. They need to understand the process and how it is important to focus on it now, you know?
So what happens if an artist comes in, sees you, and, you know, they play their music for you, and you don't feel the music? You don't think that, you know, there's a special sauce here. Do you still work it through, or are you honest with the artist? Would you represent someone that you wouldn't particularly listen to their own music?
I would not, and I would be honest with them in a way where I would give them a shot, too. Because most recently, I'm thankful for the opportunity to be a brand ambassador for Heavy Sound Labs. I don't know if you know about that.
Listen, inform me. Listen, it sounds like you getting some free beats or some music, so I'm here. I'm in the building. What's that all about?
So to break it down simple, Heavy Sound Labs is the new way of talking about a label combining with the combination of a label and a digital company. So it has both together, and Jason Jeter is the founder of it, who is still the best friend of T.I.
Okay.
He founded Grand Hustle. So I pitched there, and they looked at my resume, they told me, okay, I'll be a good fit for their brand ambassador. So I got the chance of doing it. So let's say an artist would like to, you know, blow up or even show me their music, then I would tell them, okay, you could even subscribe to Heavy Sound Labs, look up what their community is about, or even be part of certain communities, because I would like to tell them straight up, hey, I feel like you need to work on such certain things before you even think about performing or even think about, you know, giving your music so that people could play in a radio station. Mm. So, yeah, I would give them a few gems, like look up Heavy Sound Labs or even other communities. I think, well, I wouldn't say United Masters helped them out, because United Masters is a little bit more upscale, but no, they would have to look up certain communities on Facebook, Instagram, and, you know, blog posts.
Well, at least you don't leave them high and dry and cut in the game. You know, you still somewhat kind of try to steer them. Montreal, my city, I've been speaking with entertainment promoter Max Mupesi. He has the book out called How to Track Gigs as an Emerging Artist. Listen, you've done so much good work. In the book, do you talk a little bit about digital marketing? Because in this new era that we live in, this is becoming a very prominent thing, especially, you know, unfortunately, with us dealing with COVID and everybody being kind of recluse to their living rooms and their workrooms or their man caves, whatever the case may be. Do you talk about digital marketing in the book? And if so, what are some of the things you think an artist should do firsthand?
Mm-hmm. Well, I do talk about digital marketing. There's a chapter called Digital Real Estate. Mm-hmm. And I chose that word because I heard about it and I was like, oh, that's an interesting word, you know, just to create your own real estate in the digital world. Mm-hmm. So one gem I like to share is that artists need to understand, of course, they're a brand. They represent themselves as a business, but they have to develop their content creating skills or even learn those type of skills. So for instance, you know, I like to talk about the fact that a lot of artists need to show their day-to-day, the behind the scenes of project they're working on. A lot of ways to engage with fans would be, let's say they hop on other people's lives and comment. This way, you know, not only the person knows that there's some sort of interaction, but there's value being created in that interaction. That's something I actually do. I used to, well, when the pandemic started, I would look up a lot of quote unquote influencers, but I like to call them, you know, powerful entrepreneurs. I would go on their lives and then I would, you know, pay attention to their lives. Like if I'm in class and I'll take notes and I would respond to people's comments. And I noticed that within a week, I would just get more followers, organic followers. So that helped me. So in other words...
Oh, that's a deep trick. Oh, that's a nice little trick. Oh, boy. Listen, I've been giving away too much secrets on the morning. That's really dope. I never thought about that guy. That's really clever.
Thanks. And once that happened, I'm able to understand, okay, shoot, I have, let's say, 10 to 15 people following me. Mm. Now I could build a community. I could go on Facebook and create a Facebook group and just share free games, share content that the same people that follow me for a reason, because they want to know more about what I'm creating. So I'll just create that Facebook private group and then share articles or even any type of gem.
One thing, listen, man, all these games, Montreal, we can't give you no more secrets. You have to get the book. How to attract gigs as an emerging artist. I'll be buying the books as well. Now, after hearing you talk, I'm like, okay, this brother knows what he's talking about. You know what I mean? You know the right people. I like the way you're bringing different elements together in one, and that's a skill that not a lot of people have. One of the last things I want to find out from you, your entertainment promoters, there's not many like you in the city. But even though there's other kind of promoters in the city that are really specific, like some of them just do parties, some people just do concerts, some people just host gigs. Have some of the OGs in the game in the city, have they given you game? Have they been easy to work with? What has been the relationship with some of the OGs in the game, like a Malik Shaheed, like a Ricky D?
Oh, absolutely. Those two, I appreciate them a lot. Even Kevin Calix as well.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Feezy. I mean, yeah, I paid attention to a lot of them. I didn't want to be the guy that shows up in the game, like in the entertainment business, and not knowing who paved the way, who were the people responsible of bringing the city right. to a certain extent, to a certain level. Yeah, I would say Malik Shahid, Ricky D, of course, Kevin Kalix, Feezy too. He gave me multiple opportunities. I would love to chop it up with Olivier Primo. That was someone that
Beach Club. Mr. Beach Club, I see you. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I thought about for myself, but that's something, you know, it depends on how he looks at it. I was thinking, I'm like, wow, imagine if he started sharing the game.
Yeah.
That would make a lot.
Well, listen, this is one of the stripes I have with a lot of people that have access or have keys to the door, stuff like that. When you're coming up in the game and you're looking for help, a lot of these people feel like, well, if I were to help Max, I'm going to give everything to Max, you know what I'm saying? And I always tell people, if you're in a position to just move the culture, the bigger picture is the entertainment culture in the city, then why won't you do that? We all could win together. A lot of people, unfortunately, Max is afraid of competition in this city. So you just got to be more creative. You just got to be more hungry. You know what I mean? Olivier Primo has a stranglehold in his in whatever section of things, but, you know, the urban culture is the urban culture. So nobody could ever tell me that anybody outside of the black community can sell this thing that we created. And I'm happy that you're in the position that you are. You're young, you're bright, you're smart. The book is called How to Attract Gigs as an Emerging Artist. Before I let you go, so far in the entertainment game, what has been one of the biggest lessons you've learned?
Hey.
I know there must have been many. You've been around Jay Prince. For those that don't know, Jay Prince is like the dark hand behind Drake. Hey, you know what man. I mean? There's no Drake without Jay Prince. So you've been around a lot of guys that have executed a lot of the idea. You know what I mean? A lot of people have raw talent, but they've executed. So what has been one of the biggest takeaways for you thus far?
I would go with, let's say, all the observations I've had, I've made, reading, of course, Jay Prince's book, meeting Master P. I would say, man, just to be a person that protects your turf, you got to protect your ground. First and foremost, in order to not only display the foundation you're going to build, but you're going to have to command respect to a certain extent.
Right.
So that would be my most important gem that I still hold on today, because of course people know me as, oh, Max, you good, man. You're a cool dude. You don't want to be too nice.
No, you can't. You know? You can't. Max, I don't want to hear that nice stuff. You know, Max, for many years on my podcast, Running Wolves, I always talked about the fact that I don't trust people that smile too much. If you grin too much, nobody's that happy, Max.
One last thing I want to share. I kept that in my mind ever since I left that conference with Master P. One of the ushers, she told me something that kept in mind. I was like, damn. She said, get in the room. And she broke that what room meant, the acronym. So R meant for you got to do your research. O meant for you got to seize the opportunity. No, my bad. R meant to do the research. O meant for you got to make an offer. The other O meant for you got to seize the opportunity. And then the M stands for you got to make a move. So, like, that's something I want to teach people. Even in the book, I talk about it. Like, you got to make sure you do your research. So I was like, man, that's powerful. I'm always going to keep that in mind. So, like, as soon as you start in the game, you got to do your research. First and foremost, know who was in the game. Who are the people responsible? Who are the movers and shakers? People are actually pushing buttons. The first O would be, you got to make an offer. Let's say you want to work with someone or even want to learn from an influencer, well, then you have to bring something to the table to a certain extent. Then you got to seize the opportunity, whether the opportunity is you become an intern, you have to learn from certain people without necessarily getting paid, or you could get paid depending on how you look at it or what fits good for you. And then the last and foremost is make a move. You know, you gotta take action.
Oh man, Montreal, my city. I've been speaking with entertainment promoter, consultant. You're a host. Now you're an author as well, Mr. Max Mupese. He has a book out right now called How to Attract Gigs and Emerging Artists. You are a bright talent in the city. You're like the next Diddy or Russell Simmons. Man, this has been great, boy. Listen, next time you drop another book, you have to come back, man. We got to get you back on again, man, to give out some more of the game. But you can't give everything, Max. They got to buy the book. How to Attract Gigs as an Emerging Artist, Max Mupese.
Appreciate it.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, I'm back at it. My wrist comes a break. I'm making moves. I'm making good habits. She fell in love. She wanna slide. She like a lean addict. Feel like that they gon' shoot me. Said I'm so good at it. I'm on a move. I'm in the tropics. Yeah, I'm back at it. Hop in the booth. I make a meal. Still want all the static. Hop in a Rolls Royce. I'm sliding through all the traffic. She got a fat ass. I'm trying to but she all plastic. I'm a rich and you can't talk to me, I'm so dramatic. Pull out some rice for the bank clothes. She wanna fuck us a bank rolls. I'm finna hit different angles. I'm tryna go where you can't go. I'm tryna focus, I'm bringing my mom to the hills. I told myself how to get it alone and don't ever pop no pills. I hold a 30 state and it gotta be, so I aim to kill. You ain't been through what I've been through, you ain't know that shit for real. Hop in the lamb, I swear. Wouldn't hurt. You ain't gotta fuck with me, but you gon' get yourself hurt. I'm in the north for the demons. Off the handy, I'm leaning. Think about bands, I'm fiending. Think that's what I needed. And I don't feel safe unless I ride around my Nina. Got some that'll set you up, Selena and Sabrina. Yeah, I'm back at it. My wrist comes a break. I'm making moves, I'm making good habits. She fell in love, she wanna slide, she like a lean addict. Feel like that they gon' shoot me, said I'm so good at it. I'm on a move, I'm in the tropics, yeah, I'm back at it. Hop in the booth, I make a meal, still want all the static. Hop in a Rolls Royce, I'm sliding through all the traffic. She got a fat ass, I'm trying to but she all plastic. I'm a rich and you can't talk to me,
baby,
I'm so excited.
Cat is Jack Jordans, mama only boy and CEO, baby, don't play out, employer. Mr. Meter Monday, then Tuesday, ignore the F Clarity VV, look at how my necklace hit. HD my timepiece. This sh- come with a glitch. Every other month a different whip. I get bored quick. Puncho in the cut, a scary sight is like a horror flick. They say I've been getting too much money. I need more of it. Seen the police coming in my review and I floored it. Pint of walk, I poured it. Yo, I ignored it. Never seen me forfeit. We all got perfect attendance. Your favorite rapper pretending I'm somewhat minding my business.
I'm back at it. My wrist comes a break. I'm making moves. I'm making good habits. She fell in love, she wanna slide, she like a lean addict. Feel like that they gon' shoot me, said I'm so good at it. I'm on a move, I'm in the tropics, yeah, I'm back at it. Hop in the booth, I make a meal, still want all the static. Hop in a Rolls Royce, I'm sliding through all the...
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
Hey, this is Derek Sager, stay-at-home dad and pre-COVID comedian. I'm sorry, I'm eating a hot turkey sandwich. Again, I made tons for the holidays. I'll probably still be eating turkey till Valentine's Day, but it's time we talk about our resolutions. Please, stay at home and limit your contacts. Let's protect each other. And if anyone has a recipe that calls for 17 pounds of leftover turkey, I really need that. Like, really. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec. To slow the spread of the virus, we need to press pause again. That's why, once more, we need to stay home and avoid all non-essential travel. Gatherings are prohibited in red zones and are to be avoided in orange zones. And it's important to keep following the everyday health measures. Let's press pause again to curb the spread. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Eric Sager, stay-at-home dad and pre-COVID comedian. I'm sorry, I'm eating a hot turkey sandwich. Again. I made tons for the holidays. I'll probably still be eating turkey till Valentine's Day. But it's time we talk about our resolutions. Please, stay at home and limit your contacts. Let's protect each other. And if anyone has a recipe that calls for 17 pounds of leftover turkey, I really need that. Like, really. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
So, other than that, I mean, you know, what's going on? What do you say?
Buenas tardes.
And we'll be back.
Mr. Favorite Show? Not a problem.
go to www.ckut.ca and follow the link to CKUT's easy-to-use archives. Instructions are on the page. 2 months' worth of archives are stored in mono and a half a month's worth in stereo.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal.
If you're having trouble, please email sys@ckut.ca. That's sys@ckut.ca. Oh,
yeah! I want to be your motivator.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
CKUT, Henry.